Bez Hashem is we begin Perek Asi with the 10th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Eichel, and the laws of impurity as relates to food items in the Sevatar in the Book of Purity. We continue through in the previous Perek discussing that of Tumas Mashkin, specifically how to qualify the Tame liquids, and the Rambam against Halacha Aleph regarding derivatives of water and of blood and of milk, which are from the seven liquids that are Machshir and Matame. So the Rambam, Kvar Bayan already explained in Perek Aleph Halacha based from these Halachas, specifically, the seven liquids, they are the things that become tamei, or become susceptible, or create susceptibility to tumah of solids. The rest liquids are all called meipers, they're called food juices. They don't become tamei, they don't become of mashkin. Neither do they make food items susceptible. The shiva mashkin shemaninu and the seven liquids that we mentioned told us same kayu to them. They're derivatives, which are similar to that, or derivatives of that, have the same halacha. As Rambam gets halacha based, told us amayim heim. What are derivatives of water? Hayutzim min ha'ayim, that comes out of one's eyes. U'min ha'ezen, from someone's ear. U'min ha'chidin, from their nose. U'min ha'peh, from their mouth. These are all liquids, water-based liquids. U'min ha'agli b'nei adam, and the urine of a person, being done, make a time, whether from an adult or a minor. Kol elo hayutzim min ha'adam, mashkin heim. All these that liquids that come out of a person, a human being, are liquids. Whether it came out with the person's intent, whether it came out without his intent, these are considered derivatives of water. But regarding the urine of an animal, or of a melech shenimchas, regarding salt that dissolved, those are qualified like food juices, and they don't become tamei, and they don't make a food item susceptible to tumah. The blood that was counted from the liquids, one of the seven liquids, that's specifically regarding blood that's dripping out during the time of the slaughter. And the reason for that is because the pasuk that we learn out that it's considered a beverage is from Vadam Chalolam Yishta, which is when it's felled, when the animal is being slaughtered, when the element is being killed. And that's Minna Behema Vachaya Vo'ivas HaTorim. This is from the domestic or the wild animals or the birds that are kosher. They're considered the dam that is a mashkim. Now, avadam hakiluach, but regarding the blood that bursts forth when there's a forceful wound in a machshir, that's not going to be making a food unsusceptible to tumah shadayin chaimim, because that animal where the blood is bursting out from is still alive. Therefore, it's similar to like the blood of a wound or the blood of bloodletting, which is not dam chalolim, and therefore it's not yishta, it's not considered as a mashke. Now, sheichid, if someone slaughters venitas dam alaicholin, and the blood splatters on a food item, but when the skanech adam beit similar simon, the blood was wiped off that food item between the first pipe. There's two pipes, wind pipe and food pipe, that is necessary for the slaughtering. It was wiped off between the first and the second pipe being cut. That is a suffix. That's a situation of doubt, because it is the dam of the shechita, but it's only halfway. If it would stay on, so it would be there after already that it was slaughtered, but it was wiped off in between, so it's a situation of doubt. Therefore, we suspended that type. We wouldn't eat it, but we wouldn't burn it, because it wouldn't be clear if it was tummy. Told the Saddam. So that's what qualifies the primary blood. That's the mashka. Derivative of blood is dam hakaza shal adam sheitzil ishtiyah. If there was bloodletting, where they removed blood from a person, which was done in Talmudic times for medicinal purposes, it was taken out for, let's say, an animal or for a Gentile to drink, that would be considered a derivative of dam. But if they took it out just for medicinal purposes, then tar, then it would be pure. It would not go ahead and make a food that I'm susceptible to tumah. So too is regarding the blood of that was slaughtered of a non-kosher domestic or wild animal or birds. Or bahadama yitzim aleichev, this blood that comes out with pus, v'mere'i, with excrement, v'damashchino, the blood of a boil, of ababuis, or blisters, v'atam tzabosor, from the concentration of the flesh, kolelu, all these bloods, ein mestamen, v'lemechshirin, they don't become tamei, they don't make food, susceptible to tama, aleha ela harem k'shar meperis, they're just like all other food juices, which we don't consider as a beverage. Now, v'damasheretz, the blood of a sheretz, is kivsarei, is like its flesh, meaning that it's in the size of a lentil. Now, what's interesting is mitamevena machshir. It will contaminate, because it is considered like the flesh, but it's not going to make a food susceptible to tumah. The aimon the kayutzbe, we don't have anything that's similar that has such a qualification that it'll be mitame, so it's like a mashke, but it'll not be machshir, because generally it's either one, or, it's either had both or none. Here, it's unique in the sense that it will be metame, but it will not be machshir of fudam for tuma. Lochadal meha chalav, the what's called the water of milk, which is whey, which is the liquid that separates from the milk when one is congealing and making it to cheese. That water that runs off, harehim kachalav, that has the halachic status like milk, which is one of the seven liquids. Adam, now, regarding the milk of a person, that's not necessary, that's not needed, in the mashka, it's not considered a beverage. Therefore, does not make a food susceptible, and it does not become tummy. Therefore, the milk that comes out of a male, which is not so common, but it could happen from the male nipple, in the mashka, is not considered as a beverage because no one drinks it. So too, the milk from an animal or wild animal that comes out not willingly, like it just drips out from the nipple by itself. Or he was milking it, but he was distracted. It was not his intention. That's not considered a mashka. But the woman's milk, whether it comes out willingly or without the intention, some mashka, its presumed status is that of a beverage. Or machshir, it could become tameh, or be machshir. They should roll a tinnik because it's fit for a child, and it's automatically considered as a beverage. Halacha hey continues regarding different beverages that come out of a body. Hamashkin shayyotzin mo'isnatmeim, the liquids that come out from those that are tameh that we're going to mention. Shayyotzim hamashkin, that those liquids are avois tumah, they are considered a primary category of tumah. So those type of beverages, they can contaminate even without the food and becoming susceptible to tumah first. Because the tumah and its susceptibility are coming simultaneously at the same time. What are these liquids that we're talking about? So zayf hazav, that discharge that the zav has, which actually makes him into a zav, that discharge from his male organ, or b'shich v'zara, or his semen, or meimid aglav, or his urine, or a quarter of a leg of blood from a dead person, or v'damanida, the menstrual blood from a nida. And the chin sotum, these are now the derivatives of tuma, are dame gifase shalzav, regarding the blood of a wound of izav, a chavedav, and all those that are like him, and the chol of shalisha, the milk of a woman, the dimasinayim, the tears of the eyes, imshur told us amayim ayizmim, and regarding all the other derivatives of water that come out from them, metam and kamashkin tameim, they contaminate like liquids that are tameh, because they're coming from sources that are tameh. Shemitamin, but like kavana, that they contaminate even without intent, meaning even if it fell on the thing that's tar without intent, without the owner's willingness, which generally that's required to make it susceptible, it will be susceptible and then it will be tame. The reason for that is shamashkin tamein mitamin l'rotzim mishalel l'rotzim, because tame liquids contaminate with consent and without consent. The figure, therefore, nida izava. If there's a menstruating woman or a woman that's a zava, that's a similar type of a category. Let's say milk drips out from her nipple into the airspace of the oven. So then, whatever's in the oven becomes tame. The oven becomes tame. Whatever's inside becomes tame because of the tuma that's happening from the woman, which is at the same time making susceptible and being metame. Halacha Vav. Now, Kvar Bi'an already explained in Perek Vav Melchas Avos Atuma Halacha Dalad. Shamashkin Ayitz Mitful Yom. The liquids, however, that come out from a person who immersed himself that day in mitmeim, they do not contaminate. Lefikra there from Nafla Afila Kikar Shchuma. Therefore, even if it falls on a loaf of chuma, which is something that obviously requires a higher level of stringency, in the mukshet it's not prepared. Ashiyab Lurotzen until it falls with consent, then it's going to have halacha. Shamashkin Atayin, like other liquids that are tar, it's not tame because it's coming from Mitful Yom. But it's no less than the liquid that's tar, shein makshim el ratzin, that it's not going to make it susceptible only if it's with a person's intention. Halacha zayin, hazeya, sweat, valecha, srucha, and pas, varui, and excrement, v'mashkan ayitzim ben shmoin chadashim, so to a liquid that comes out of a 8-month-old, which is even though the 8-month-old baby, meaning was born from an 8-month pregnancy, although he's still alive, we consider actually like it's a non-viable child that was born in the 8th month. And if someone drinks the waters from the hot baths of Tveria, from that natural springs, which it causes a person often to have a diarrhea, and it comes out when it's clear, or liquids like this, although they come out clean, they're not considered as a liquid, as a beverage, the sweat and the pus, all these things, even if it's clear, it's not like water, it's not a mashke, and it's not going to become tummy. But the machshirin that does not make a food is susceptible to tummy. Halacha ches hashesa shor mashkin. If someone drinks the other six liquids except for water, which we spoke about that it's coming out from the person's body clean in the previous halacha, let's say he's drinking the six other liquids. The other they came out, so they remain a beverage as they always were. Shein shahar mashkin terbegul, because the other liquids, in contrast to water, do not become purified in the body. So shasa maim tameim vikiyim, first a different case, which is with water, but if someone drank water that was tummy and he vomited up, so they're still going to be tummy. Initially, it did not become purified when it came out, because it came out through the same way it came in. Now, but shasa maim tameim vitaval, let's say someone drank tummy water and he immersed himself. And again, it was inside of him. And then he vomited up. Or let's say they came spoiled, and then he vomited them up. Or it came out from the bottom region of a person's body. And in that case, even if he did not table, because that's the concept of what we're saying, it changes in his body the water. Then they're going to be pure. When it comes up, is because he tabled when it was inside, because it became spoiled, or if it came out through his digestive system, which is the point we were bringing out in the previous halacha, it's going to be tar. But in contrast, shasa shomashkin tameim, b'sharachon tameim, but if he ate or drank other beverages or food items that were tamei, ava b'shatavol v'achachachim, even though he tivel when it was inside his stomach, and then he vomited up, tameim, it's going to be tamei. L'visha ein tameim b'gufa, they did not become purified in the person's body, in contrast, like we said, to water. Nisruchu, if it became spoiled, however, ishiyot mamato, if it came out on the bottom, hadim tayim, so although when we're saying that in the person's body, it can be purified when it's water, but in regards to that, we say the other beverages and food items are different. But it does share the coming out in the bottom. If it's digested, it turns into something putrid, like excrement, then it's the same thing like when it becomes spoiled. Those two, obviously, it's not going to be as a food item anymore. They're going to be tar. But the difference we're saying is regarding tiveling with the food inside, that's the difference between water and the other things, if they can be purified. Lacha Tes continues regarding what we mentioned before of sweat and moisture. So Kfar Brihan already explained in Halacha Zayin and Hechas Matam Mishkan Moshav Perek Alpha Halacha Tazayin, Shazeya in a mashke. Sweat is not a beverage. And a filish shasa mashkin tamein bezi. And even if a person drank tummy liquids and he's sweating, which generally that's the moisture that he drank and that's being sweated out, Ziyasa Taira, the sweat is going to be tar because it's coming from his body, not really from the liquids that he absorbed. But if let's say someone went into bath water, of drawn water, and he's sweating, Ziyasa Tameya, there the sweat is going to become tummy, because the rabbinic halacha is, if someone has the majority of his body and his head in drawn water, even if he's tar, the Rambam says, Halacha Zabas Atuma Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, he's going to become tummy. Now, since the sweat is mixed with the drawn water, so therefore the mixture becomes tummy, and from touching on his body, that's tummy, and therefore that's also going to make it susceptible. And therefore, the sweat is going to be tummy. Now, when the stopping in the mayim shuvim, but if let's say he dried up from the drawn waters, then he sweat. Ziyasatar again, then his sweat is going to be tar. Halacha yod. Now, zeh is batim, shichinu ogas abayras, which is the moisture. We could call it sweat, but like the moisture that there are by homes or different types of caves or pits in a mashka, they are also not considered as a beverage. But filahin tameim, even if they're tummy, ziyasim ta'ira, the sweat, so to speak, the moisture is going to be tar. Now, avazeis hamerchatz b'mayim, or the gears is kamayim, but the moisture of a bathhouse is like water. Imhoisa merchatz tameya, if the bathhouse, the water inside was tamei, so ziyasa tameya, so then the sweat, the moisture is going to be tamei, because really the sweat is really the vapor that's coming out of the water, that's coming because of the heat. Now, the moisa taira, now if it was tar, vechnes bapeis, and you put peiris into that bathhouse, well, hukshago, they become susceptible to tumah from that vapor, from that steam. If let's say you put in vessels, so then the water that's on them is ketlushim b'ratzon, it's like it was detached willingly. In other words, he knows that they can become moist, and he put these vessels in deliberately. So therefore, machshirin, and therefore it's going to make it susceptible to tuma. Halachiyot aleph, habrecha shebabayis. But there's a pool in the person's house. Vabayis mezia machmasa, and therefore the house is very moist because of the pool. If the liquids inside those waters were tummy, so zeh is called b'ayis, shemach masa tameya. So then the whole moisture in the house that's coming because of that is going to be tummy too. Halacha be shtei b'reiches b'ayis. Let's say two pools in the house. Achas me'bach tar. One has tummy water, one has tar waters. So hamazir kar lo tameya. What's gathering moisture that's near the tummy pool is going to be tummy. Krav la tar, the one near the tar, one's going to be tar. And mechsel mechsel, 50-50, tummy, then we're going to treat it as tummy. Look at Gimel continues regarding liquids that come out now from the zesim anavim, from olives and grapes. So hamoyel, which is this moisture that comes out by itself from olives, is kashemen. We treat it like oil, even though there's no actual elements, traces of oil, we treat it like oil, which is one of the seven liquids. Mashkin hamanatvim misali zesim anavim. Now, however, liquids that drip out from baskets holding olives and grapes, in the mashkin is not considered as a beverage. But the mistamet does not become tummy, but the mechshirin does not appear because he doesn't really care about them, that they're dripping out of these baskets. Achechnisim bakeli, until he actually gathers them in the vessel and he's thinking about it and he wants them, then it's going to be considered as a beverage. Allah Hidal, Hashekel anovim makaf meznaim. Someone is weighing grapes on a scale. So ayayin shebakaf in the mashkin. The wine in the on the scale is not a beverage. Achirden lo techa keli, until you pour it into a vessel. This is very similar to the case we mentioned before, the baskets of the olives and the grapes, which are dripping out, that he doesn't want it, so therefore we don't consider it yet as a beverage. If someone's pressing grapes of truma in the barrel, even though the wine is floating on top of his hands, and generally we consider a person's hands as a sheni, which would invalidate truma, everything's going to be pure because the wine that's coming up, because of his pressing, is not a beverage because he doesn't want the wine to come out. He's just trying to push in that there's more room for the grapes to go in. Again, the same idea that has to be beratzen. Look at the Zayin. Talks about this halacha of Hechsher as it relates to Kadshim. Mashke meis beis mitbechem shmazara. The beverages that are in the butchering house in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And v'hu adam ha-kadoshim, this is the blood of the karbanos, v'hamayim, and the water, shem that they use over there, because they have to wash things. To'ayim l'oil, and they're always going to be tar. V'ayin mistam, they do not become tummy, but they make sure neither do they prepare food items to be susceptible to tumma. But that was halacha m'peir kabbalah. This is a halacha from tradition. Because therefore, kodim ha-zavachim, all the bloods of the karbanos, in makabal tumma, it's not susceptible to tumma. V'ayin makshin does not make food items susceptible to tumma. Now, now, since the blood of the karbanos will not make food susceptible to tuma, so kadshim shenishchdu ba'azar, so the karbanos that were slaughtered in the courtyard, loyuchshu b'dam shechita, they do not become, the animal meat does not become susceptible to the blood of the slaughtering, because we said all the liquids there are not machsher, and the ein l'v'sachar kadshim hechsher, and therefore the meat of the karbanos cannot be considered susceptible to tuma. Ela b'mashkin sheip l'alabasa chutz b'mashkin beis mendochaim, only from liquids that will fall on the meat. Out of the beyond the liquids that are there in the butchering house. Now, Loch Yitzayin illustrates such a thing. Paras Kadoshim, a bowl of Kadoshim, of a carbon, Shevidiba Nohar, which was passed through a river on its way to the base of Midrash, Ushchata, and was slaughtered. Now, Vadayin Mashkat Tefechala, when it was slaughtered, it still had some of that liquid from the river that it passed through that was moist on it. Then the meat is going to be susceptible to Tumah. Because that liquid was not from the base of Mitbacham, it wasn't from the butchering house, and that's on it when it's a piece of meat, which can make it susceptible. Now, the figure, therefore, and this is machat mebe b'sar, if you find a tummy needle in the flesh of the meat, so the meat's going to become tummy because it's susceptible from the water. Let's say the bull was muzzled from out of Yerushalayim, and it was slaughtered while it was muzzled, and therefore, that most definitely, if it swallowed the needle, it must have been from out of Yerushalayim. So, even if we don't even know regarding that needle if it's tummy or not, the meat's going to be tummy. Why? Because this meat, this animal, touched vessels that were found, because it found it somewhere, it ate it somewhere, out of Yerushalayim. The chomo geyser and any keli that's found out of Yerushalayim, as Ramzan says, is considered as tummy. Now, if you find a needle in the excrement of the animal, which the waste matter is not makabal tumah, then habasat tar, then the meat's going to be considered as tar. Now, benkach or benkach, either way, hayadayim tahiris, the hands, which generally are tumah, are going to be tar. Shein tumah sitam b'mikdash, because there's no halach of tumah of the hands in the base of mikdash, kamesh b'anu, like we explained this in Hilchas Habasat Tumah, Perek Ches, halach above. Now, but medrumim, when do we say this, that the meat of kachim are not makabal tumah, only if they were prepared with liquids out of the base of mikdash, like we said when they passed through the river, is lisa basa tama bedin tiris, to give the meat a halacha of tama from biblical law. But to become tama from rabbinic law, in a kaddish torah chachshu, to the contrary, kachim don't even need to be prepared by coming in contact with one of the seven liquids. Elachibas hakaddish machsher zabasa, what's called the endearment of kachim, because it's so precious, so holy, just the fact that it's kachim already makes it susceptible of the meat to become tama. And therefore, Nagah b'tumah, if tumah touches it, ben kala ben chamur, whether a lighter tumah, whether a more severe one, nifsla becomes invalid, ava pishalei hukshu b'mashke, even though it did not become even susceptible, one of the seven liquids, like we explained this, over there in Perek Beis, halacha yud gimel.